everybody, and welcome to the first of many Valley recap episodes. Last week, we did a mini recap at the end of our Vanderpump Rules recap, and we saw the comments. You guys want more. You want your own Valley recaps. Well, here you are. My name is Kate Riccio. I am your host today. I am joined by this dog that has decided to come and sit next to me. Her name is Gertie. She hates Jax Taylor. If you listen to our Vanderpump Rules episode from this week, you'll know that Carolyn is out sick. She had a gum graft gone wrong. She is on the mend, but she is very, very sick. So do me a favor, find her on TikTok. Her name is Carolyn for Real, and wish her well in the comments because she could use some kind wishes. Fun fact, we actually record this podcast in the Valley, and I feel like we're probably not even a mile away from like where all these people are. So maybe one time they'll come in and join us. I love the fact that this show makes living in the Valley seem like the adult thing to do, because for me, when I first moved to LA, the Valley is where we all moved because we had no money. We lived in Burbank. We lived in North Hollywood. I lived in when I first moved out here, a 7-bedroom house with 10 people in it. It was a single family home in Burbank, 7 bedrooms. It had 2 kitchens, 2 living rooms, like 5 bathrooms. This place was huge. It had a bar. It had a room with a bar. It was sick. It was crazy. I only paid $500 a month to live there, which is unheard of, but probably accurate pricing since the house has since burnt down. Electrical fire. Who knew? I didn't live there then. Everyone was fine, but kind of a shame. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, my goal when I made more money and had a better job was to move somewhere like West Hollywood. I feel like that's where like the adults live. I wanted to do anything to get out of the Valley. But, you know, I guess these people are like owning their houses, so that makes sense. So the episode starts with Jax and Kristen, and they go to the smokehouse. I have been to the smokehouse one time. It's a classy joint, but that is one of those places that like you drive past every single day and you always say to yourself, oh man, I've been meaning to go there. I want to go there. And you never go there. No one fucking goes there. But I have went there. I went there for Thanksgiving and it was good. It was good. Shout out to the smokehouse. If you want to sponsor this podcast, you know where to find us. I love how Kristen made a comment that like Jack should remember I'm a vegetarian, because it reminded me of when Tom Sandoval took her on a date. Like he was trying to like mend their relationship and he took her on a date to Korean barbecue. And she had a very similar talking head of like, I've been with Tom for forever. He knows I'm a vegetarian. He's taking me to a place that's all meat. Then we do see a little glimpse at Jesse and Michelle. And I'm just going to say it. I feel like Michelle fucking hates Jesse. And Michelle, so do I. And I said this last episode when I recapped the premiere of The Valley. I don't love to be like too mean to people. But I do feel like Jesse is the type of guy that says like haters make me famous. You know, like I think he likes the hate. And so I just don't really fucking like him at all. I would love to know what his redeeming qualities were pre them having a baby, or like ever. The way he acts towards his wife just kind of leaves me speechless. I do like Kristen and Luke together, but they truly could not be more different. I had said this elsewhere, but I feel like Luke is the type of guy that was like really like quiet and maybe even nerdy in high school and college. And it wasn't until, you know, he got a little older that he started kind of like coming into his own, and, you know, better looking girls started liking him, and like he just doesn't know what to do with himself now. And like a girl like Kristen Doty liking this like small town Colorado boy, I feel like he's like just enthralled by her. And I am a stan of their relationship. I really am a fan. Maybe they're meant to be. There is this theory that my friend Jono has where he calls it a rock and a star. And he says every relationship has a rock and a star. And the star is the person who's like outgoing and they're loud and they shine. And then the rock is the person that is very grounding and the support system and kind of reins them in. And I do feel like Kristen and Luke, Kristen is the star, Luke is the rock, but I could be wrong. We see Brittany's mom back on our screens, Miss Frosty Lips herself. Now, the only reason I'm calling her Frosty Lips is because my friend Johnny sent me a fake website, you guys. It is so fucking funny. I made a TikTok about it. It's jaxsstudiocity.com. It is a real website. Basically, on this website, it's supposed to be his quote bars website. You scroll down and the first thing you see is a YouTube video, and it says a highlight of Jax, and it is a 5-minute long video of Jax Taylor being the absolute worst. You scroll down and there's like, you know, our story, our team, our food. You can go and read it for yourself, but let me just give you an idea of like some of the things on their menu. So on the entree list, there's Jax's VIP Costco chicken, Costco's frozen chicken, Costco frozen vegetables and rice. No seasonings, no substitutions, which kind of reminded me of his order at Smokehouse. I just want a cheeseburger with just cheese. He does eat like a toddler. There's Cruz's iPad tie. Pad Thai with a twist. Comes with an iPad to watch while others at your table ignore you. And then for dessert, there is the Black Wraith, which if you remember that quote from Vanderpump Rules, James Kennedy rhymed Black Wraith with Jack's fucked faith, and it has lived rent-free in our heads ever since. The Black Wraith is the Rolls Royce of Sundays, chocolate cheat ice cream topped with a guilty caramel sauce and a cherry of faith. Then we go to the drink menu. There's Coke and Coke, choose your spirit, and it comes with a cocaine rim. There's the Frosty Lips sip, and that's obviously about Britney's mom. The JetBlue Mint Julep, which is about when Jax got kicked off of the JetBlue flight. The number one drink on the menu, and my personal favorite, Rotten Hail Pale Ale. That is just, I'm going to say that forever. But yeah, this whole website calls Britney's mom Frosty Lips, and now that is what I'm going to call Britney's mom. She didn't get much screen time, though. I'm sure she'll be upset about that one. We learn a little bit more about Nia this episode and the fact that she is an absolute fucking boss. Not only is she Miss USA, she is a Taekwondo champion. She is a hater of Donald Trump's friends, and she is seemingly a good friend herself. So far, I'm a big fan of her. Then we go to the boys playing hockey. This is going to be a show of just like boys doing boy things. We're gonna golf. We're gonna go to the bar and drink beers. We're gonna play hockey. Like, just be prepared because it's gonna be a real bro fest. I did say that Jesse gives me bully vibes, and Luke is the type of guy that he would bully in high school, but now Luke is a grown adult and an actual man, but Jesse is still trying to channel his inner high school bully, and Luke is just like, dude, like, I'm above you, I'm better than that, just give it up. But Jesse just like will always be like, but I'm the bully, like, I'm the bully. Jesse is also just so fucking cocky, and it is only a matter of time before him and Jax go from being besties to being enemies. Jesse has already said multiple times, although he was joking, has already said multiple times that he's the quote number one guy in the group. That's gonna get old real fast. Jax don't play those games, for real. Jax does not want to be out number one guy'd by anyone. So mark my words. They're getting in a fight, and it's going to be over something like that. So I'm going to break up girls' night and boys' night into two separate sections, and I'm going to go over girls' night first. I will say something that's interesting to note is that Britney did post this scene on her social media saying, you know, I am done making excuses for this man, yada, yada, because essentially this entire scene was her making excuses for Jax's piss poor behavior, like she always does. I am so looking forward to Britney's single girl era, and I do feel like she's just gonna light his ass on fire. She's already like making snarky comments towards him, and I do feel like she's going to have a lot to say. Then Britney waits until the girls' night to let Kristen know that her ex-boyfriend Alex is at boys' night with her current boyfriend Luke. Did you follow all that? I think that is a bad friend move. What the fuck was she thinking? Like, sure, I guess she's trying to like make good television and save it for TV, but if I was Kristen, dude, I would be so mad. She was so mad at Britney, and I don't fucking blame her. She's putting Luke in a horrible situation. Not only that, like, I just think it's so annoying that they're trying to make this loophole. Like, well, you said you didn't want to be around Alex. You're not around Alex. He's just with Luke. It's like, I don't know. When you get out of a bad relationship, you do just have like PTSD surrounding these people. And like, to me, it did seem like Kristen kind of like started having anxiety and like panic about the whole thing. And I just felt bad for her. I felt like it was extremely unfair. They're putting her in this situation. There's nothing she can do. Luke's already there. And now she's probably like, fuck, I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know what Alex is saying to Luke. Because look, I do think Kristen is trying to make positive strides with Luke, but I don't know that she was necessarily that positive with Alex. I mean, the two of them broke up 7 fucking times. So obviously they didn't have a good track record. So if I were Kristen, I would be shitting my fucking pants, being like, what is Alex possibly saying to Luke? And is he going to try to ruin my relationship? We do need to remember that this is a new TV show and that Kristen is not a new person. Jax hasn't changed one motherfucking bit, although we are seeing these positive changes in Kristen. So I do understand her like sense of urgency to like get Luke the fuck away from Alex, because I'm sure she was a completely different person when she dated Alex. I do just hope that Kristen doesn't Kristen Luke. Like, you know how girls would get Jaxed by Jax? I hope that Luke doesn't get Kristened. I feel like they've got a really healthy thing going on. I feel like they're in a really good place. Things are looking up. But in every relationship we have ever seen Kristen Doty in, which is a couple, they have all been train wrecks. And it was never just the guy's fault. She always had something to do with it. So I definitely have high hopes for the two of them, but I just pray that my man Luke doesn't get Kristened, because I fucking like Luke. I like Luke. Brittany waiting until cameras were on to tell Kristen about this whole thing is a Sheena fucking move. That is a move that Sheena would make on Vanderpump Rules. So to me, it seems like Brittany, you've been spending a little bit too much time with Sheena. You need to distance yourself. She's rubbing off on you. Then we go to Boys Night. Now, Boys Night is at a place called Two Bit Circus. And I actually have a little story about Two Bit Circus. This was years ago. I was working a party at Two Bit Circus and I was running the guest list. And on the guest list was Jimmy Tatro. Tatro, however you say it, I'm really not sure. But I was like, oh my fucking God, Jimmy Tatro's on this guest list. I need to meet him. I'm obsessed. Maybe he'll see me. Maybe we'll fall in love and live happily ever after. You never know. You never know. So I waited and waited and waited, and every single person that was supposed to be at this party showed up to this party except for Jimmy Tatro. And I was like, I give up. There was like 2 minutes left of like the window for him to arrive. And I was like, he's obviously not coming. So I had to go to the bathroom. So I had someone cover for me and watch the list while I went to the bathroom. And guess what? You guessed it. He walked in my 2 minute bathroom window. We never locked eyes. We never had a moment. We never had like a nice little will they, won't they friendship turn into romance. It never fucking happened. And I think about it every single day. Think about how different my life could be right now. Jimmy Tatro, if you're listening, I'm sorry I missed you that day. But we're at the Two Bit Circus. It's basically like an adult playground with like VR shit and games and whatever. Again, another real boy thing that they're all doing together. The awkwardness between Luke and Jax is just insane. Jax isn't even trying. Jax has made up his mind about Luke. He doesn't want to be friends with him. He hates this guy. He thinks he's weird, whatever. I don't think Jax is used to seeing normal people out in the world. I feel like Luke is too normal for him. Or not like manly enough. I don't know. There is something about Luke that Jax doesn't like. And it's not his personality. And it's not the fact that he's dating Kristen. There's something else. I can't quite put my finger on it. I guess he's not bro-y enough. Then we see Luke confronting Jesse about Nipplegate 2024. And I just think Luke is a real man. I really do. I love the way that he is standing up for Kristen with this whole nipple twisting thing. And how he said like, yeah, I understand that you don't remember it, but Kristen remembers it, so I believe her. It's like, fucking stand with women, dog. That's what's up. I fucking love Luke. Then he has to stand up for Kristen again with this whole Alex thing, saying like, if she doesn't want him around, then I don't want him around. He's an asshole. Like, from what she tells me, I'm believing her. Like, I don't know. He's normal. He's normal. And that's how a normal guy should be reacting to something like this. Luke doesn't quite understand reality TV drama yet. And I'm hoping he stays this way, because if he did understand reality TV drama, he would be like, yeah, I want to fucking talk to Alex, bring him over here. But I just can't see our boy Luke doing that. Which brings me to my next point. Why the fuck would Jax set up a, I'm sorry, attempt to set up a conversation between Kristen's boyfriend and Kristen's ex-boyfriend, who she had a bad breakup with. Jax, just because you're friends with Alex doesn't mean everyone has to be friends with fucking Alex. Honestly, I thought it was a joke when Jax initially pitched it, but also I'm kind of like, at the same time, why do you care so much, Jax? Why, guys, seriously, why does Jax care so much about Kristen? Luke is absolutely right that there is no need for him and Alex to be friends. And if I were Luke, I would have walked right out immediately after that conversation. I would have wanted nothing to do with it. I wouldn't even want to be in the same room as this guy. Lastly, why the fuck is this Alex guy coming on the show to begin with after he called Kristen a washed up reality star? Look who's crawling back for some screen time now. There is no reason for Alex to be on this show. That is so weird. If I had broken up with a significant other and then he got cast on a show where his main shtick was like, look at my new loving relationship with my next girlfriend, I would be caught dead making an appearance on that fucking show. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? That is psychopathic behavior for him to go on that show. And because you know he had to sign a paper to say, yeah, you can use me. And I'm pretty sure he was mic'd up. So just keep that in mind. Also, I have the same exact Carhartt hat as him. There were some familiar faces that I noticed at this boys' night at Two Bit Circus. And one of these people we talk about a lot in our Vanderpump Rules episode this week, Max motherfucking Boyens. This guy is everywhere. And you know, at first I was like, that's kind of weird that he's at Jax's boys' night. But then I remembered I actually went to Jax's Studio City one time, and I'm pretty sure Max is the manager. And, you know, every time I've seen videos and pictures from Jax's Studio City since then, we always see Max. He's always there. So, I don't know. I feel like Jax and Max, I actually never said their names together before. Jax and Max. That's cute. But I feel like Jax and Max didn't really, like, fuck with each other on Vanderpump Rules at all. Remember when Jax refused to go to Max's beach cleanup? That was drama. And now they're, like, friends. I don't know. I'll go back to Jax's Studio City and let you know if I see him there. But when I did go there, he was there and he was definitely working. And you know who else worked there was Ariana's brother, Jeremy, who has been in the news a little bit lately because it seems like he is hashtag Team Sandoval, which is interesting. Another person I noticed at boys' night was, I'm pretty sure I saw Tom Sandoval's new best friend, Jason, his band manager, his podcast co-host, the guy who's at all his parties on Vanderpump Rules. I'm pretty sure I saw him talking to Max Boyens at that boys' night. So I'm curious what other crossovers we'll see. I'm also interested if Max will sneak his way onto The Valley, because it does seem like The Valley is the show where people who get fired off of Vanderpump somehow managed to weasel their way onto The Valley like nothing ever happened. So maybe we'll see Max become a full-time cast member. Seems like he's a bit relevant these days. Lastly, I just want to let you guys know who my favorites are so far on The Valley. I love Janet and Jason, but what's not to love? Jason is just kind of there, but that's fine. But I think Janet is extremely down to earth and real and funny and cool. And I fucking love Danny and Nia. Love them. They are goals. They are awesome. Now look, they could be the type of people that just really like put on a good front because he's an actor and she's Miss USA. I could see it, but I don't know. I feel like they're a good team. I love them. The fact that they really met at church makes so much sense to me. The fact that they are church people, just it made everything click, because last episode they were saying that they want to give Jax a chance, even though they've been warned to not be friends with him. We want to give Jax a chance. That is like something church people would say. So I get it now. And I do really enjoy Zach. I feel like he understands the assignment. I feel like he knows that we need humor and wit, and we need Zach. I am really looking forward to the quote 5 minutes later of the girls' night when they all are just screaming at each other. And Zach's like, I didn't fucking say that, Michelle. I didn't fucking say that. Like, what could that possibly be about? I'm going to need to start really theorizing. Maybe I'll make a TikTok on it, but it seemed like madness, and it seemed like, to no one's surprise, Kristen Doty was in the middle of that madness. And then lastly, if you listen to us on our Vanderpump Rules podcast, we do an ASMR. It is mostly Carolyn that does it. She's so much better at it than me, but I've been trying to keep it up in her absence, and I'm trying to make her proud. So I'm going to do it on this recap as well. So this is basically what she says she'll say. Read you a passage from the Our Team section on jaxsstudiocity.com. We surely, God, I'm so mad at this. That sounded horrible. We surely can't forget our mascot, Frosty Lips. She's the most homophobic grandma you've ever met, which is really saying something. All she ever wanted for her children was for them to chase D-list fame, even if it was at the expense of their own self-respect. I highly recommend checking out jaxsstudiocity.com. It's a little fucked up, but it's funny. So yeah, there's our recap of the Valley. I have been hearing some mixed reviews online. I feel like a lot of people are just kind of over it. I feel like a lot of people are really liking it. I am kind of somewhere in between. I didn't need this show by any means. I don't know that I wanted this show by any means, but I'm enjoying this show. It's interesting. It's fun to watch. I do feel like a lot of the drama is real, and I'm really excited to see where it goes and how it takes off. So again, reach out to Carolyn, tell her you're thinking of her, give her your best wishes, and hopefully she is back here next week so I don't have to do this one woman show again. Because although I love it, I just feel like I'm making one really long TikTok and it's kind of fucking me up. Like I'm like, it's like two different muscles. Like there's my podcasting muscle and there's my TikTok muscle. And like when I make TikToks, I do something similar where I'll take notes on something. Like let's say I'm recapping a podcast, right? I'll take notes of what the people are saying on the podcast. I'll read the notes, I'll stand in the camera, and I'll stop the camera. I feel like I'm doing that right now, and it's less of like a conversation. So I'm gonna need my girl Carolyn back next week. So everybody send her good vibes and let's manifest that we have our co-host back. But Gertie the dog has been a good co-host, even though she's essentially been asleep the entire time she's been sitting next to me. Don't forget to like us, rate us, subscribe to us, and share us. I think that's all the things you do online. We are new and small and trying to grow. So anything you guys can do would help. And as always, thank you so much. Again, this is like a fucking awesome week. We're not only putting out a Vanderpump episode, we're putting out a Valley episode. Make sure you listen to both. Let us know what you think. And as always, thank you for listening. We do this for you. We only do this because you guys are loving it, because we love it. And for some reason, we love watching these crazy ass motherfuckers on our TV screens. We're obsessed. Maybe we're the crazy ones. If that's crazy, then I don't want to be sane, because I love watching them and I love these shows. Thank you guys so much for watching, for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye.